Hello everyone, welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is November 10th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Venus is now transiting in the USA chart's ascendant. Venus is the planet of love, and when transiting in the ascendant, there's a certain amount of self-fascination. It's a kind of looking at yourself in the mirror transit. And last week we had some off-season elections in the USA. A couple of closely watched governor races, namely in Virginia and New Jersey. Virginia now has a Democrat as its new governor, Terry McAuliffe, making a change from 4 years of Republican rule. But the GOP still controls the state legislature. Why is this election important? Because it was seen as a referendum on Obamacare, whether Virginians supported it, in other words, voted Democrat, or opposed it, in other words, voting Republican.
So I guess Obamacare won?
Well, yes and no. The Virginia election was a squeaker. In New Jersey, Republican Governor Chris Christie easily won re-election in an otherwise blue state. His re-election was not a surprise, and is mostly significant as adding fuel to the fire for his presidential run in 2016, something Mr. Christie contributed to by his own comments in his victory speech.
More on Mr. Christie in part three of this week's report. Now on another front, New York City has elected its first Democratic mayor since 1989. It's truly a Rahu plus Saturn manifestation. Out with the old and in with the new. Bill Blasio is unapologetically liberal, is married to an Afro-American, and promises to tax the rich and give to the poor. Quite a transformation from billionaire oligarch Michael Bloomberg.
Last week, the Sun was exactly conjunct Saturn. The Sun signifies leaders. Saturn is the reality check planet. Thus, a reality check for leaders. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi had his first day in court after being held prisoner by the military-led interim government for the past few months. By all accounts, it was a raucous affair, even descending into violence as journalists and lawyers for the accused went at each other with their fists.
But Mercury was still retrograde, and the trial was adjourned until January 8th.
And the USA is now in its Venus sub-period. Venus rules the sign Taurus, which is the sixth house of the USA chart. One of the sixth house meanings is health and disease. Venus is also the natural significator of pleasures. The FDA announced last Thursday that it will propose eliminating artificial trans fats from all American foods over growing concerns about its links to heart disease. The ingredient that's credited for making donuts fluffier and keeping processed foods fresh for longer, might be in its final days.
What? The government is going to mess with my donuts? How could they do this to a boy from New England?
Well, before you start thinking it's because the government is concerned about you, really they're just trying to save all that money it's going to cost to keep you alive later.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Here's another one for Mercury retrograde. The Planet of News reports, looking back at the past, combining with Rahu, significator of toxins and poisons. After months of forensic testing of his exhumed remains, Swiss scientists have concluded that Yasser Arafat, the late Palestinian leader, may well have been poisoned with radioactive polonium. His remains contained unusually high levels of polonium-210, a substance experts say can usually only be obtained from governments. Conclusions are likely to reawaken allegations that the late guerrilla leader, longtime totemic symbol of the Palestinian national cause, was murdered, possibly by Israel, which considered him a terrorist. And as a sidebar to this retro Mercury plus Smoky Rahu item is the fact that when I tried to get his birth info to work up a chart, I got four different dates with three different times.
Yep, old Yasser was known to be a slippery character. Even his birth date is obscure. Mercury retrograde equals a return to past decisions. Saturn is the reality check planet. The Sun represents leaders. And Rahu indicates drugs and illicit behavior. And all were conjunct last week. Here's another one of those Mercury retrograde with Saturn and Rahu moments, this time brought to you by the mild-mannered neighbor to the north. After months of denial and controversy, Rob Ford, the amply proportioned mayor of Toronto, Canada's largest city, has finally admitted it. Yes, I did smoke crack cocaine, probably a year ago, while in a drunken stupor.
But, in spite of his admission, Mayor Ford refuses to step down. If the voters of Toronto don't force him to resign, then I would say that the parameters for official behavior are definitely evolving. I mean, already we tolerate adultery, theft, drunkenness, corruption, so why not a little drug use? Yes, and here in the good old USA, another politician ran into a similar Mercury retrograde Saturn-Rahu energy pattern. Mercury is writing. Retrograde has to do with the past. Saturn is the reality check planet. Rahu indicates shady actions. Tea Party favorite Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky got outed by muckraking journalist Rachel Maddow for plagiarism. Evidently, Rand Paul lifted Wikipedia entries and incorporated them into his speeches with no attribution. Then it was discovered that he had copied from an essay that had previously run in The Week magazine and inserted the passages into his own weekly column in The Washington Times, a far-right national magazine. The Washington Times has now dropped his column.
Sounds like Senator Paul has had a big hole blown in his credibility rating. In any case, that'll do it for our November 3rd review of the week. Be sure to click in with us next week.